The parsha brings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives instructions to Moshe Rabbeinu, Bo Daber, go speak to Paro, and tell him to send Klal Yisrael out of Eretz Mitzrayim. Moshe responds to Hashem, Hein b'nei Yisrael lo shamu elai. History has already shown to us that Klal Yisrael did not listen to me. I came to them, I told them, I exhorted them, I gave them the message, they did not believe me. Ve'ech Yishmaeni Faro, how can you expect Paro to believe me? Ve'ani Aral Sefasayim, I have tough times talking. That's the Pasuk. Says Rashi, Ze'echor Me'asorah Kavachomer Shebetorah. This is one of the famous 10 Kavachomers in the Torah. Oral Sfasayim, Otum Sfasayim. Whatever that means, he can't speak straight, his lips are a little tough or whatever. That's the Rashi. It says, Sifsei Hacham, in the beginning it says, well, what's the problem with this Kavachomer, Oral Sfasayim, how does it fit in together? Shal Tomer, or Salomer says, Sifsei Pshat and Rashi, Shal Tomer, Dahai Ve'ech Yishma'eni, Faro, Mil Sabiape Nafshehi. That he's saying that, you know, maybe it, he's time asking Kasha, how will Paro listen to me? Kolomer v'gam Paro Yishma Elai Misiba Acheres. Some other reason the Hainu Bani Yerel Sfasayim. It has nothing to do with the first half of the pasuk of that Klal Yisrael didn't listen to me. It's a separate thing that Paro will not listen to me because they're all Sfasayim. Okay, Pirush says Rashi is not the pshat. The echo me'atzora kavachomer. But rather, this is one of the 10 kavachomers. Kol chadohi. This is all together. The last half of the pasuk is also part of the Kal Vachomer. It's part of the Kal Vachomer. It's the second half of the Kal Vachomer. Madach, if Klal Yisrael did not listen to me, so Kal Vachomer, Paro will not listen to me. Why? Because ani aral sfasayim. It's all one piece. Was anicha, mashehefech, mashehipech, Rashi upirish aral sfasayim, kodem. I don't think that's our gears. I'm not sure what he means, but it sounds like it's not like that in us, by us over here. In his gears, I think Rashi first explained the Ralph Fosayim, then he explained the Kavachomer, which is backwards from the Pasuk, says the Sisacham. That's because Rashi's point is this all part of it. Because the Ralph Fosayim is part of the Kavachomer. That's important. So there's no Kavachomer without the last piece of the Pasuk. That's how I think I was learning. Then he goes on and says, what is the Kavachomer? Like Kavachomer Hachi. It's a very basic Kavachomer, he says. What's the Kavachomer? Umay Yisrael, Sheshmua Tova Hilahem. Right? I came to Klal Yisrael. I told them, Gavaldik, great news. Right? That, here's good news. You're about to be released. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the time for the Gula has come. It's Moshiach Zeitin. Moshiach's coming. And you'll be released. You'll be taken out of Mitzrayim. Vayulahem Kabul Devorai. And they should have been ecstatic and should have believed and accepted what I said. Nevertheless, they didn't listen to me. Paro, Sheshmua Rahilo, Paro for whom it's a bad shmua, it's a bad tidings, it's bad news. And he's losing all his people, all his avadim, all his servants, his slaves. Koshkein shol Yishmaini. So for sure he won't listen to me. And you go through the rest by yourselves, they're both saying, but basically, he learns from Shadi that it's all one thing, and the reason why, if I ask you, why didn't Klal Yisrael, and in turn Paro, not listen to Moshe Rabbeinu's exhortations and predictions and message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the reason why is because Oral Sfasayim, because Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't talk straight. He had a tough time speaking. And maybe because of that, Klal Yisrael didn't respond, and for sure Paro will not respond. If Klal Yisrael will not going to respond, didn't respond, it's such a good thing, they're looking forward to believe it, that's not believable, so too, Paro will not believe it. That's the Kal Vachomer. Both say it's an unbelievable thing about it. Tremendous skittish, in my opinion. Think about it. Let's first of all, Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael didn't respond. Moshe comes out and says, Rabosai, we're going out of Mitzrayim tomorrow. Obviously, everyone knew, people knew, Canaan knew, people knew, Klal Yisrael knew that there's a momentous occasion that's going to happen sometime. They're waiting for it. Poko difkot Hashem kim eschem, right? There was a nevuah beforehand. They would eventually go out of Mitzrayim, go to Eretz Yisrael, get Matan Torah, right? Become a nation, become the Amon Nifkar, and go into Eretz Yisrael. So this is not just someone, oh, I'll give you a couple of dollars, right? This was a nevuah, a prophecy, a message which Moshe was carrying to Klal Yisrael, which had very significant impact. It was very chashuv, and it says this is Rabotai, that our whole life is going to change soon because we're about to not just go free. We're going free, getting the Torah, becoming Kai Yisrael, going to Eretz Yisrael. That was all the hemshuch of the message of Moshe Rabbeinu's message to Kai Yisrael. So you think that, okay, you know, very nice message. Well, maybe he's not the right shliach. Maybe he's a false messiah. Maybe he's not he made it up. Maybe he did not hear Hashem right. Maybe he's not to be believed. Okay, valid shaila. So let's analyze it. Let's analyze it with koach ha'iyun, koach ha'havana. We'll have the smartest people in the community convene and figure out, you know, should we believe or not? You know, is this the real Mashiach? I don't know how you figure it out, but you figure it out with Das Torah, with Havana, with Seichel, understanding, analysis, Iyun, right? That's what you figure out. And I'm sure they did that, right? Because this is it. You know, this is what we're looking for. What happened? They didn't believe it. They didn't believe it. Why didn't they believe it? Well, because they had a kash on them. What about, no kashes on them. One problem, says the pasuk. Want the Rashi? Want this to say? Because when Moshe spoke to them, he was oral for science. You know, he wasn't a very good speaker. He was not a very good orator. Okay, he didn't come across very eloquent and very chashuv and very smooth. You know, he came across, I don't know how it sounded exactly, what Aral Sosai means, but imagine, let's say someone came to you with a very important message. Rav Osai, you won $1 million, okay? And he comes and says in a very squeaky, you know, hard to listen to voice, you know, it rubs me like it, you know, scraping against my ears and, you know, I can't, you know, it's so hard to understand what he's saying and he's stuttering and he's this and he's that and such a turnoff. But I hear what he's saying, and he says, yeah, there's $1 million waiting for you down the block. You just wonder, here's the ticket, whatever, go, you know. I'll listen very carefully, and of course, I don't know who cares about his squeaky voice. What do I care? You know, so Moshe Rabbeinu comes to me with a squeaky voice, or it is stuttering, whatever it might be, or is not being clear in his dibur. I'm sure they heard the words. Not that they couldn't hear the words. They heard the words, but it came across aroused for a time. It wasn't so good. It was bothersome. It was disturbing. It was squeaky. It was, you know, stuttering. Whatever it was, that says the Rashi, the pasuk is being made. That's the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu thought. At least that's what he thought. That was the reason why it wasn't mekubal, because it was aroused for a time, and all the potential of the future of the message is totally misinterpreted. They came to a different conclusion, and they paskin that he is not the man. It's not happening. It's wrong. It's no good. That's the reason, says the Chacham, because they're al Sfasayim. That's what the pasuk is saying. That the Kal Vachomer is saying if they didn't do it because they're al Sfasayim, so Paro also not do it because they're al Sfasayim. Number one, Rabbeinu said just the first level Kiddush, a Shayach, such a thing can make for a difference. It's so important, Rabbeinu, to be so, you know, people have, we'll get to Hezron in a minute, but, you know, when a person talks, you know, it's the whole picture he sees. And when you're trying to convince someone, that recipient, who you're trying to convince, sees the whole picture, not just the message, not just the words, but how it comes across. Rabbeinu says, it's even bigger Kiddush, though. What about the Gabi Paro? So Moshe Rabbeinu says that Paro, Kal Vachomer, there's no question about it. It's like, Mamisha Kal Vachomer, I'm convinced that he will not accept it. Hey, you want to tell me that it's shayach for someone to be misled and to be deceived and to misinterpret because they're also Sfasayim. But to project on the future that Paro, because of the fact that, well, he has less of a reason to want to believe. He doesn't want to believe because it's hurting him. You're telling him a bad message that Kal Yisrael is leaving. I'm losing all my manpower, right? We like manpower. Paro's losing in manpower, right? So it's a bad message. Fine. But there's a big pircha. There's a big kasha. You know, maybe Paro will get past Aral Sfasayim. He'll listen carefully because he's losing a lot. You know, he doesn't want to lose it. He'll have to muster all his army together to make sure it doesn't happen, whatever the reason is. And he'll believe it. Maybe he won't believe it. How do you know he's not going to believe it? What, because Kai Yisrael, they didn't believe it. Okay, you're right. They got stuck with Aral Sfasayim. But Moshe was able to predict, without a doubt, it seems, that Paro, because of the fact that there's one factor which is more of a reason why he should not want to believe it. That's the only factor, because Aral Sfasayim is not just, it could make a difference. It will make a difference. It'll make such a difference, just like I saw by Kai Yisrael, where they had no negias in terms of, you know, not wanting to believe it. They wanted to believe it, but if it made a difference by Kai Yisrael, it's going to make a difference by Paro. Rabos, that shows how powerful that is. Such a, so important, Rabos, to, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a seichel. You know, the Malachim said, you know, what's with these people? Who are they? So smart. They're Adam. You know, they said, Adam Rishon. He's so smart. Who is this, you know? And he's an Adam. Malachim are smart, and, you know, they don't make mistakes. There's no Yetzirah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Yetzirah. That Yetzirah pushes us to blind ourselves, to cloud our minds, to cloud our interpretation. And if there's something there which can stop the message from coming across, you know, my Rebbe is telling me a certain word, but, you know, he's not speaking so well, and something, whoever it might be, whatever it is, there's something there. It's the whole picture I see. And people don't just intellectually listen to the message. They listen to the medium, they listen to how it's being given across, and we have to know ourselves, our weaknesses in that regard, that we're so subject to such a frail type argument that, you know, Earl Fossheim is not, you know, in such a crucial, momentous occasion that is trying to hear what's going to be in the future, and Paro wants to know also what's going to be. And he's telling him, and it's important to know, whether for Klal Yisrael for the good, for Paro for the bad, Paro will not be able to cop it. He's not going to get it. What do you mean? But he has to prepare. If Moshe Rabbeinu is right, he has to start worrying about, you know, how am I going to stop this and what's going to happen? And, you know, I have to bring my army together and sell the chariots, 600 Purushim, right? He has to do all that. Nah, he's not going to listen to me. You know why? Because I'm a Ralph for Simon. I know that's how people respond. Because the Yetzirah allows a person to misinterpret and be told on this, be told on that, and just ignore the message because, you know, because it's not coming across so clear. It's also important for us, Rabbi Ol said, to realize this as being mashpiyim, not just as being mushpa, not just being as hearing, but as being mashpiyim. How it's so crucial to your mashpia, talk to someone, you have to go be so careful to do in the best way possible, because everything, whatever comes across, besides intellectual argument, there's also other factors involved also. You have to be careful. If you want to get your message across, do it right, do it beautifully, do it proper.